This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, so today is Head Injury Awareness Day, and as you know, I'm a proud patron of Headway Gauteng. Headway is a registered welfare organization. They're dedicated to offering support programs to survivors of brain injury and their families. You know, I've said this so many times, it could happen to anyone. One minute you're living a normal, productive life, the next moment, anything and everything changes. A vast majority of injuries are as the result of, you know, motor accident. Motor vehicle accidents, motorcycles, pedestrian vehicle accidents, assaults, sometimes sports injuries. Joining us this morning from Headway is Nicolene Holzhausen, who has not one, but two accidents in her story. We've actually met Nicolene before. If you've listened to the show, you'll know she's been something of a regular. She's popped in every couple of weeks to tell us what's been going on, and we haven't caught up with her for a long time. So here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Nicolene Holzhausen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, good. You're looking happy and healthy. What's going on?
I'm happy and healthy. Sure. So many things. What can I tell you?
Well, what are you doing for work at the moment?
I have started my own small business.
Yes. That's very brave.
Thank you. We, myself and my bestie business partner, and, well, she started off my boss. Uh-huh. I started au pairing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We work at markets. Uh-huh. We sell toys and, novelty toys and things. Mm-hmm. So it's nice because I can set my own pace, do my...
You can go and do it. This is mostly a weekend thing, and during the week you're busy getting the stock together and
well,
all that
we're actually
stuff.
Doing one this afternoon into the evening. So
where is this? Give it a plug so people can come and support
at
you.
At Crossroads School in Victory Park.
Okay.
This afternoon. And then, next week we're doing one at Genesis Shopping Center in Fairmount.
All right.
During the week. So, yeah, I've been busy doing that.
What kind of toys are these?
Just normal toys.
Like kids' toys?
Yeah, kids'
toys. Okay, not adults' toys.
No.
Hey. Mabali was getting ready to come and visit your market.
Well, you know,
Do you have the words?
So Nicolene, let's just tell everybody, because some people might have missed out on your story, and it's very much a story worth telling. And I always think, you know, if you put yourself in your shoes, a lot more people would understand the situation around brain injury and what happens, and how many people there are in the country who could fall victim to this any given day.
Yes.
What happened to you?
Okay, so it was 9 years ago. I was in a motor vehicle accident. To this day, I still can't remember what happened. Mm-hmm. I know that I broke my neck. I was in a coma for 43 days. I had to start from scratch, relearn walking, talking, even swallowing. Mm. While I was in my coma, I had a hemorrhage, so my head was the size of my shoulders.
Oh, my God.
Then 3 months in hospital, when I came out of hospital, the rehabilitation process started. That's when I met the wonderful people at Headway.
Right.
Gained another family. Mm-hmm. Then I started my rehab process there. Didn't want to accept the fact that I've got a brain injury. Again.
So when you say you didn't want to accept this, I mean... It's a reality, but you just didn't want to deal with it.
No.
Is that right? So
yes.
Instead, you just thought, everything's fine.
Yes.
But you had serious problems at that stage.
Yes.
I mean, you weren't socialized properly. No. Again, no. You had to relearn everything, as you said. And you had there were obviously some very big obstacles that you had to deal with.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I still to this day battle with my memory. I battle with normal cognitive issues. I battle with fatigue. I battle with my memory. I know the...
Yeah, you said that already.
You know
me. I can't take anything seriously.
The majority of people have that problem, but I've got it bad.
And, of course, you battle with your memory.
Did I tell you I battle with my memory? You know, just simple things. And I've got an aggression problem. I'm medicated.
I know. That's why I put you on that side of the desk. No, but hang on. This is serious.
Yes.
So when you get very flustered, and I know that you, for example, for a while you wanted to do certain jobs that wouldn't have been a good idea for you because they would have given you anxiety.
Yes.
Big stress.
Yes.
And if you get into those situations, you would have either got aggressive...
Yes.
Or you would have kind of pulled back and kind of almost retracted.
Yes.
Drawn away.
Yes, I would have landed up in hospital.
Yeah.
So basically what I didn't want to accept that I've got a problem when I wanted, so I went back to work.
Mm-hmm. And you just carried on as if everything was normal?
Yes, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
So it didn't work out for me when I was back at work. I got retrenched when I was back a month there.
Because you were just impossible to work with,
yes,
right? And it wasn't,
yes,
your fault, you didn't know.
I didn't know any better. So I got myself a scooter after being retrenched. And look, one thing though, I've got a fighting spirit, and I just persevered. And then a couple of months later, had my second accident because I went flying off my scooter, hit my head again.
Oh my God.
Went back to Headway, and then I made peace with the fact that I'm a different person. And I'm going to stop trying to remember and be the person I was before my accident. And I accepted who I am now. And once I did that, I could start the healing process.
Your first accident, was that to sort of the front of your head?
It was all over my head. So, you know, sometimes a person have a very... can I say localized, like specific?
It's a particular part of the brain.
Yes, I know that the frontal lobe is where your personality sits.
Right.
So if you hit
that's why I'm asking about it, you know, because you said aggression and, you know.
But mine was all over, so that's what makes it so complicated for me, because a little bit of my personality, a lot of my memory, some of my, like I said, my cognitive functions, my balance. It's actually, look, I find a lot of positives that that happened in my accident. And
like what?
For example, I became very OCD. I am so tidy now, and I find it therapeutic to clean and do dishes.
Then maybe I had a brain injury when I was young. I love doing that.
Well, you know what? Between you and me and the thousands of people listening,
there's bound to be a couple of us who had we don't know though, because Nicolene, when this happens to you, you could come out like, you might be paralyzed. You might never be able to walk again. You might be mentally impaired for life. And for you, it's almost like you got away with the minimum amount of, and you say personality, but it seems to me like you've got oodles of personality. So that's
Thank
not
you.
A problem. But I mean, you know the other people at Headway, and you've seen some situations there that are much, much worse than yours.
Yes, yes, no. I thank God that I am the way I am. Yeah. I came off lucky because while I was in my coma, the doctors prepared my parents for the worst, and they said, if I wake up, I'm probably going to need a full-time caregiver. Where I broke my neck, it was one.
One vertebra.
Yes, down from where you would be paralyzed.
Oy.
And they read your coma, it's called the Glasgow Coma Scale.
Mm-hmm.
I was, I think, one away from the very dangerous, a danger part of where your scale is. Because what they do is they stick a needle in your foot, the bottom of your foot, to see how deep a coma you are in. My readings were, I was very, very deep in a coma. So
you don't remember any of that stuff from, so there's like a chunk of your life that's just gone forever that you'll never remember.
Nothing. Unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's life like now? It's now been a couple of years. You know, a lot's changed.
Yes.
I've known you for probably about 8 years.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
maybe been, more than that?
Well, no, I don't think more, because I've only had my head injury for 9 years.
Must be so close to that then.
Yeah.
Because you just started at Headway when I met
you. Yeah, I was there for a couple
of
years.
What I remember about you is that you were still a little bit kind of on edge.
Yes.
And I'm sure that you still get like that occasionally. I do. Especially when you're put in stressful situations.
Yes, or when I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yes.
But other than that, it seems to me like you've made huge progress.
I have. I really have. And that's the message I want to give today to people or loved ones with people that has head injuries, is that there is hope.
Yeah.
It's a constant process of growth. And there's hope, and you look from when I, and it will, for me, it will carry on the whole time. You grow the whole time and you get better every day. So
you live a meaningful life. You've got a family that love you to pieces. You've had relationships, like all of us, good ones, bad ones.
Yeah.
You manage to have meaningful work.
Yeah.
So it's not as if everything suddenly after this accident and after all the occupational therapy and everything else, like you were reduced.
No.
From, you were like half the life that you had before. That's not the case, right?
But I have to say that it's because of my attitude. Because
yeah.
I made a choice. Am I gonna be negative?
Yeah.
Or am I gonna take the good out of all of this? So if I decided, I'm going to be like, oh, why me? You know, the world did me an injustice.
Yeah, you could have felt sorry for yourself.
Yes,
forever.
And my recovery would have taken a toll on it. But, you know, I thought, you know what? Everything happens for a reason. Let me find the good. I got a second chance. Not everyone gets a second chance. And I tried making right with my family. And I can see now that if I had to go 9 years ago, I can see the difference that I've made in my family. I've supported them through difficult times. My mom's mom passed away four months ago, and I was there for her, and I could see that she needed me. And I can't help but think like that constantly if I had gone. I do. That is a thought that's in my head the whole time. You know, that is... I don't know if it's something I still need to work through in therapy, you know, but it's something...
It's something everybody deals with, eh?
Yeah.
I don't think it's just a head injury thing. I think all of us think that way.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's part of kind of making sense of your life.
Yeah. I think it's a bit different if you had faced death and you were that close, you know. Yeah. But it's about your attitude as well. So,
well, you got all the right attitude, that's for sure.
Thank God.
So, happy Head Injury Awareness Day. Are we allowed to say Happy Head Injury Awareness Day, or are we just going to say it's Head Injury Awareness Day?
No, it's World Head Injury
Just take notes. Yeah.
No, we'll say Happy World Head Injury Awareness Day. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming to tell your story.
Thank you.
And I know that there are lots and lots of really, really positive, powerful stories that come out of Headway. And they do tremendous work. And they helped you with occupational therapy, with all kinds of other therapy, too.
Yeah.
You said it's part of a family. They help your own family to deal with the difficulties of having a person in your life who's brain injured.
Yes. No, they definitely help my family as well, because, I mean, it's not just for me an adjustment, it's for them, for maybe even bigger, a bigger adjustment, because now they have a different family member.
And I've just thought of it.
Yes.
You also have trouble with your memory.
Do I?
We love you. Yeah. All right.
Thanks.
Keep well. And thank you for coming to visit us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me. We must
catch up again soon.
We have to, yes.
And love to everybody at Headway, please.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Nicolene Holzhausen, everybody. And her story should be a cautionary tale for all of us. This is why we need to make sure that our health is covered. Accidents could happen to anyone, anytime. And last week, remember we spoke to Michael Otten about the benefits of health insurance with One Plan Sia?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're supplied with a lump sum that covers hospital care due to accidents, emergencies, and operations, as well as doctor's visits. Although health insurance is not the same as medical aid, it is beneficial. It provides cover that can help ensure better hospital care when you need it, from as little as 330 Rand a month. So if you haven't done it already, SMS HEALTH to 31644. And One Plan will call you back and answer all your questions. So that's HEALTH to 31644, or you can go to oneplan.co.za to check out all the options. And happy Head Injury Awareness Day. If you know someone who has had some kind of head injury, if you have someone in your family who has a head injury, then we're thinking about you this morning and for the whole course of today. What are you doing for your public holiday, Nicolene?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm recovering from the market we're doing today.
You're recovering because you're working?
Yes.
Okay. You're not recovering because you're going to be drinking heavily?
No, not at all. Oh, I forgot one last thing.
Yeah.
I've got a memory problem.
Oh, you know. But, hang on, there was something else as well. Mubs, do you remember?
Hang on, wait a minute. Let me just think about this for a
I think...
Wait a minute. No, she didn't say that she has a memory problem, did she?
She had a memory problem.
Oh, no. Okay.
Thank you, Nicolene.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
It's great. This is CliffCentral.com.